you so much for joining today with Marilyn and Sarah. We're absolutely delighted to have some time with you. And of course, I want to give a special shout out to our partners. Thank you for helping us to cover the earth with the word. You know, when you're partnering with this ministry, we have a passion anointing on us for the word of God, for nations, and for healings. And so partners, just encourage you to remember those things because those anointings are also available to you as well. So thank you for helping us to cover the earth with the word. And just want to give you this really cool testimony from John. John called for prayer because he had COVID and was really struggling. And after receiving prayer, God healed him of COVID. And so you might be watching right now and maybe you need healing in your body. Maybe you've been diagnosed with cancer. Maybe you're struggling with high blood pressure. You've got diabetes. Maybe you're struggling with self-control and you're just having a hard time, or you have some addictive tendencies. Maybe you're struggling in your relationships and just having a hard time. Maybe you're just laying on your couch because you're depressed. We want to encourage you to hop on the phone, get on the website. And we know that God answers prayer. No problem is too difficult for God. No question is too insolvable. And no deficiency is overwhelming to God's provision. God has answers, solutions, and provisions for you. And Mom, we have a really cool guest.
Oh, we do. We have Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith.
Yep.
So I'm trying to get all the names just right. And her book, Come Empty, is out of this world. You know, Sarah, we have lots of guests, but I'm prejudiced. I really like her, and I think she's wonderful. So I think today, as you listen and watch, you're going to be touched, you're going to be changed, you're going to be transformed.
Do you want to unlock the secrets of living in the miraculous? Join Marilyn Hickey in her exclusive class, Mentored by Marilyn. Several years ago, the Lord told Marilyn, "Don't be buried with your mantle. Pass it on." Marilyn began to make a conscious effort to pass her mantle on to as many people as she could. At Mentored by Marilyn, you'll have access to a treasure trove of materials, download empowering resources, watch insightful videos, and listen to audio teachings on life-changing topics like seeing Jesus in the Bible and the Mentored by Marilyn collection. Marilyn is extending her mantle to you. Through these anointed and timeless teachings, you'll be mentored in strategic areas that will elevate you to the next level of faith, victory, and fulfillment in your life. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to be mentored by Marilyn. Visit mentoredbymarilyn.org today and embark on a miraculous journey of transformation.
Thank you so much for joining today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are so happy, happy that you're with us today. And I'm more than happy to introduce you our really cool guest, Sandra Dalton Smith. Thank you so much.
Bless you.
We're thrilled that you're here. And can you give our audience a little bit of background? Because they may not all be familiar with you. And then we'll jump into some cool questions here.
Yes, absolutely. I'm an internal medicine physician, been in practice for about 20 years. And about 10 years ago, started writing to help my patients really be able to have a little deeper understanding of the spiritual side of healing.
So not just physical.
Not just physical, no. Physical is a part of our bodies, but we also have the spiritual and then the mental, the emotional parts of us. And so I found that just focusing on physical, I really wasn't giving people everything that they needed to get to a place of healing and wholeness.
Mm-hmm. So you could do their blood pressure, you could do kind of blood counts and all that stuff, but they still might have problems.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. I think oftentimes we try to treat some of these, especially these emotional type issues when people feel depressed or anxious or stressed, we try to just pop a pill at it. And that's not helpful. Most of the time, there's a deeper work that has to be done. Yeah. And just trying to treat it physically doesn't get people to a good place. Actually, it actually creates more confusion because they can't get whole without those added components of the spiritual.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you have the book.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really good. And you might be watching right now and maybe you're struggling with some physical pain. We would love to pray for you. So hop on the phone, get on the website, because I know God answers prayer. I know God heals us. And additionally, I'd encourage you to grab your copy of Come Empty because our physical pain sometimes is an indicator of something that's happening in our hearts or in our soul's emotions. So this is a good way to address the entirety of us, mm-hmm. not just our bodies, but our soul, mind, spirit, all of that stuff.
Yes.
In here, you talk about the woman at the well, John chapter 4, Samaritan woman. What are your thoughts about her in terms of pain and the conversation she had with Jesus?
Well, I really relate her story to my own, because when I came to Jesus, it was in my 20s. I'd accepted him early on as a teen, then went to college and forgot all about him. Kind of was living my own life, doing my own thing. And honestly, medical school really pulled me further away from Christ. There was a big focus on the science, and there was a big focus on not combining the spiritual with the scientific, with the medical aspect of healing. And so I spent a long time just kind of doing whatever I wanted to do. And I remember getting to a place where I really was making some horrible life choices. Mm. And it was during that time that I felt like God and Holy Spirit were kind of pulling me back into who I am and really what my grandmother and family believes. And, you know, at that point, I felt like that woman at the well. I'm like, God, I've done so much. You know, I've gone through so many bad choices. You can't possibly be able to use me. You know, how can I possibly speak to someone or write a book or do any of these other things? And, you know, that story really shows that Jesus made a purposeful visitation with her. And I felt like that's what happened to me. I had a purposeful visitation with God, where I really felt like Holy Spirit was like, you don't understand. My love for you has nothing to do with what you've done or what you are going to do. It's consistent. And it's purposeful. The attention that I give to you is purposeful, individual. I'm not just looking at the world. I see the world, and then I see you in the world. And I felt like that's what Jesus did with her. She was not from the right side of the track, so to speak. Yeah. And she was in the big picture of all the places he could have went, that was the spot. And it brought me such great comfort to know that God sees me even when I don't feel worthy of being seen.
And knows your pain.
Knows my pain and has the solution for it.
Yeah.
And gets so much mileage out of it.
Yeah, that's so true. That is so true.
I mean, how many people have read this book?
So true.
And how many people will watch this program?
So true. And that just too goes back to the Samaritan woman. Well, after that visitation, she went out and told everyone about the man. And I feel like that's my mission. That's my purpose in life now. Let me tell you about the person who showed me how to love myself again and showed me how to love others and showed me how to come from a place of humility and understand that it's okay to share my pain, okay to share my insecurities, because he's able to work within them all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I think too, this woman had a lot of pain because he says, you know, go and call your husband. And she's like, huh? That's like, ooh.
Trick question.
Yeah, exactly. Five husbands and the one you're with now isn't even your husband. And so that's just so much compounded pain, mm-hmm. pain, and relationship pain. I want to encourage you. You might be watching right now and maybe you have so much relationship pain, so many failed relationships, friendships, marriages, whatever, that Jesus can speak into that pain. Hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you that the Holy Spirit would bring healing into those places of pain and victory. But I also encourage you, when you get on the phone website, there's a section in here that talks about relationships with others. And it is so, so powerful and really, really practical. And so I just encourage you, if for no other reason, if you have relationship wounds and hurts, pain in your soul, grab this copy of Come Empty. Maybe you know some friends who are struggling with relationship pain. This book will be a massive resource, help a journey. I like the idea of a journey to help you walk into healing and away from pain, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's how I tried to lay it out, is actually that we're walking together for a 50-day period. We're kind of going through these devotions and we're looking at really all the places that we can be hurt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what is divine dehydration? I mean, that's a big deal. And I think when we hear that, we think, what? What is that?
Yes. Well, that thought came to mind one day because I was, as a physician, I was in the ICU with a particular patient who had become severely dehydrated. And I was talking with the patient and they were kind of describing how they were feeling. They were so drained and they didn't have energy and all of these symptoms they were having. And as I was listening to the patient talk, I'm like, I feel that way, but I feel that way spiritually. I feel like I'm needing to be poured back into spiritually because I'm having the very same feelings that you're having physically in my spiritual self. And what I was thinking about, how do I, as I'm healing this person, I'm attaching them to an IV, I'm giving them fluids, and spiritually I need the same thing. Hmm. I needed a spiritual IV. I kept at a point in my life kind of treating church as how I was going to solve my dehydration. I would go on Sunday and I would get filled and then I would leave. And then I might spend some time with God, but I wouldn't really put a lot of effort in conversation or time in his presence. And I thought to myself, I need a spiritual IV. I need a continual infusion of the presence of God in my life. I need to make this something that's consistent and not just a once a week visitation.
Mm-hmm. See, that is outstanding. And you're watching and you're going to share when you get the book. And I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to underline certain things. You know, I like to underline, put stars, even put question marks. So I'm very happy for you to get the book because I know this is like a tease to you. You think, well, yeah, but how does all this work together? And the book will help you see how it all works together and get two or three of them. Pass them on to people. I mean, there are plenty of people that feel empty. You know, I'm thinking even in my neighborhood, I'd like to pass the books out. So it's a good thing. And I think there is something in us that we want to help other people. We want to see them get answers, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I've been a pastor's wife for many years.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it. But that's just the way we are. We like people.
And so you talk about various painful experiences. What are some of those painful things, just briefly? And we may have to like pick up, you know, like on the second half here. But what are a few briefly painful experiences you talk about in here?
I tried to hit on every painful experience that patients had ever mentioned to me. We talk about abuse. We talk about divorce. We talk about infidelity. We talk about insecurity, everything from dementia to cancer. If it's something someone has walked through and had difficulty and struggled with, I tried to discuss it at some point in the book.
Mm-hmm. And there's a whole section in here on negative emotions.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about that a little bit in this little second part that we're coming to. So obviously you don't want to miss anything. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about negative emotions. What does that look like and what does that do to us? And how do we identify those? So I want to encourage you, grab your copy of Come Empty, super, super powerful book. And of course, get on the website, call us. We want to pray for you.
Are you struggling to find room for more of God's presence in your life when all you feel is fear, doubt, and disappointment crowding in on you? Do you long for life-giving water that quenches your thirst and refreshes your soul? For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you Come Empty by Sandra Dalton Smith. In this 80-day devotional, you will receive assurance of God's presence in your difficult situations and receive new vision and perspective for your emotional trials. We will also include Sarah's book, Your Friendship with Holy Spirit, Marilyn's Overcoming Hurts, Habits, and Hang-Ups CD teaching, and our Trusting God scripture card. For your gift of $85 or more, we will also send you the hardcover Spirit-Filled Life Bible. This Bible will fill you with wisdom and serve as your most powerful resource as you fill your life with God's presence. Call or click today.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? God says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I want you to call out to God today. God loves you. He is listening. He is a God of love and a God of life.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, The Majesty Coffee Table Book, featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Call or click today to become a partner and help us cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
Welcome back. We're continuing with Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith. And I'm telling you, this is so good because I can't think of anyone this doesn't relate to. You love it. You can come empty and God can do things that just astound you. So I want to encourage you, of course, to get her book. Sarah, hand me her book, because come empty, pour out life's hurts and receive God's healing love. And then this is something so special. The second section of each daily devotional is his reply. How can we hear what he has to say about our painful situation? Is he concerned? He's very concerned. And so I think you watching this program, getting these books and passing them on, calling us for prayer is a very special time. I don't think God wants us to go through this life always hurting. I don't believe that. And so this is going to change your life. So share with us about how we can deal with hurts.
Yes.
That come our way. Because everybody has them. If you say you don't, you're a liar.
So true. And I think that's the thing. We all have it and we don't know our next steps. And so when I was writing the book, one of the things that was really helpful for me was to go back to the scripture and really look at what is God's reply to each of my painful situations. And, you know, people oftentimes will say, well, I don't hear from God. How do I hear a reply? And I believe he speaks to us through the scriptures. You know, the scriptures is a living word.
Yeah.
And so as you're reading through it, you know, I can read the same passage twice, but from a different painful place. The painful place I'm sitting in today may bring something to light from that scripture that I didn't see when I read it a time before. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's really important to understand that passages, you may have read something 100 times.
Oh.
A living word means that it breathes new life into you every time you read it,
right.
And that you can hear God through those scriptures. So look at whatever the painful situation is, go into the Bible and see what does God say about that situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Super, super helpful. And the other thing too is, and I alluded to it earlier, is negative emotions. Mm-hmm. That we have negative emotions like panic, sorrow, anger, shame, pride, fear. These things, why did you pick some of those as some of the negative emotions to address?
I think because they're so common. They're things that we feel often in different times throughout our day and throughout our life. And I wanted people to recognize that just because you feel it doesn't make it who you are. Just because you have an emotion.
Say that again.
Just because you feel it, it doesn't make you who you are. It's not your identity.
That's so
you don't
good.
Find your identity in those emotions. And I think sometimes people really have to understand how the brain works and how the spiritual aspect of the brain works. Mm-hmm. Because a negative thought is really an unopposed thought. The enemy doesn't care if you think negative. A positive thought is an opposed thought. You have an adversary who doesn't want you thinking positively.
Yeah.
That's why it's so difficult for people to sometimes stay in a positive, joyful place, because they're thinking along a path that has an opposition against it. And so you can't beat yourself up because you find it difficult to stay positive. You just need to be aware that negative thoughts are easier to think. The brain can run down that without opposition. But those positive thoughts, you're going to have to put some effort into it.
Wow. And I just encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website. So, so helpful. And you might be going through some of these negative emotions. And you're like, wow, that really identify with that. Absolutely. Grab your copy of Come Empty. So, Sandra, I'm going to ask you kind of a left field question.
And okay.
I think it's helpful, though. So I want to ask you this question in terms of compensatory behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So one time I had shoulder problems, right? Because I dislocated it, et cetera. And so I developed compensatory ways to mm-hmm. navigate around that pain. Do we do that with emotional pain as well? Do we have compensatory behaviors that we deal with emotional pain?
Yes, I believe so. I'll give you an example. A lot of people will say that they're an introvert. Mm. And they'll say, well, I can't be a minister, or I can't be a missionary, or God doesn't call me to go speak because I'm an introvert. And really that they could be an introvert, meaning that they require more space and grace to do different things. But sometimes what they're actually exhibiting is compensatory behavior for insecurity, fear, doubt, and shame. And so that feeling of, I just need to stay to myself, isn't because that's who God has them to be. It isn't because that's their purpose or their calling. It's the compensatory behavior because of undealt negative emotions.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting? Because I think we can all identify, frankly, if you're watching, you can identify, and this book will really help you with this because it fits everybody. Come empty, pour out life's hurts, and receive God's healing love. You know, you will love this. There isn't anyone watching that wouldn't enjoy this book. You got to get it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're dealing with shame or you're dealing with embarrassment or rejection or insecurity, we want to pray for you on those things, that God has answers and hope and solutions. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We would love to pray for you if any of those things feel like triggers for you. And, you know, back at the beginning of this program, you talked about kind of straying away from God. Mm-hmm. What would you say to a person who might be watching right now and they're kind of on the outskirts with God and like, oh, I kind of relate to that? What would you say?
Well, honestly, the thing that comes to mind is something that you actually talk about in your book, Hey God, that first conversation with Adam. It's that God is still welcoming us in. Even when we feel like we have gotten it so wrong, He is not coming at us with a, look how horrible you messed it up. He's coming at us with, you're my child. Let's work through this process and get to where I'm leading you to. Mm-hmm.
And I just want to encourage you, if you've walked away from God and you're like, oh, I feel that tugging at my heart, in my soul, hop on the phone. We want to pray with you and actually help you kind of reconnect, pray, and get you back in the fold, connected with the Father who loves you. And you know, the prodigal son, the father went out to both boys, right? He went out to the one who was the reprobate, you know, the one who did it all wrong. He also went out to the one who did it all right, who was excluding himself because he earned. And the one who excluded himself said, I served you. I kept all of your commandments. I'm like, oof. That doesn't sound very relational. Doesn't sound like a son. Mm-hmm. And you might be watching right now and you're the outside. Hop on the phone. We want to pray for you today to be welcomed back into the family, back into the Father's love for your heart. The Father saying, come home. I want to give you a hug. I want to put a ring on your finger, sandals on your feet, a robe. You are welcome and celebrated, not tolerated. Celebrate. And when you hop on the phone, grab your copy of Come Empty. It will help you immensely. You know, if you have somebody who's finishing up kind of a journey through pain and they're at the end of it, what would you say to them kind of towards the final stages of walking out of it?
I would say don't allow pain to be a destination, but part of the journey. Because just as you stated, it is a journey and God's taking you from glory to glory. And you have to understand that pain is part of our wilderness experience, but He has a place He's leading you to. I always say God never allows our pain to be a place that we visit and He doesn't get glory from it. And so allow yourself to get to that point of dreaming with God again, of allowing God to redirect your steps, allowing Holy Spirit to show you who to reach out to show you how to use that pain to actually help others to heal.
Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes we get stuck in the pain and we can't see it as any kind of redemption. And there is redemption in it.
Absolutely. And I think that's the best part about it is that the pain is never wasted. He's always allowing the pain to be used for something greater. And so if you've walked through it, then there is something that He's going to use that pain for to actually expand the kingdom of God.
So powerful. So powerful. I just encourage you today. That's really encouraging because it's like, if you've got pain in your heart, pain in your background, pain from your childhood, the redemption, the possibility for what God can do, can give you hope and light in your eyes and kind of some destination. So we'd love to pray for you. Whatever the pain is, emotional pain, physical pain, hop on the phone, get on the website. We know that God absolutely heals us in our hearts, heals us in our bodies, heals us in our souls, that God has healing for us all throughout our entire life. And I think too, God also would like us to be conduits for healing, right? So that yes. God can heal through us as well. So right. make sure you get several copies of Come Empty, because this is a great conduit for God to bring healing, not only to you, but the people around you.
Are you struggling to find room for more of God's presence in your life when all you feel is fear, doubt, and disappointment crowding in on you? Do you long for life-giving water that quenches your thirst and refreshes your soul? For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you Come Empty by Sandra Dalton Smith. In this 80-day devotional, you will receive assurance of God's presence in your difficult situations and receive new vision and perspective for your emotional trials. We will also include Sarah's book, Your Friendship with Holy Spirit, Marilyn's Overcoming Hurts, Habits, and Hang-Ups CD teaching, and our Trusting God scripture card. For your gift of $85 or more, we will also send you the hardcover Spirit-Filled Life Bible. This Bible will fill you with wisdom and serve as your most powerful resource as you fill your life with God's presence. Call or click today.
I'm so delighted that you have watched this program. And Sandra, would you pray for our audience to really experience resurrection and healing from pain?
Absolutely. Father, we just thank you. Oh, we thank yes. you for the ability to come before you, to bring our pain, mm-hmm. that we don't have to carry those burdens, that we don't have to try to keep it all sealed in. Father, we thank you that the blood of Christ, the blood of Jesus makes it available for us to enter into a new place of healing mm-hmm. and to go from not just surviving it, but to getting to a place of overcoming. And to get to a place of being able to reach our hands out to others who need to know the healing that you've made available to us. And Father, I just pray for anyone right now who may be feeling as if they're in a desert season, who feels like that they're struggling and that they're in that place of dryness in their life, and they don't really know how they're going to move forward. Lord, I just pray that you allow them to get to a place of opening themselves up, that they come before you, Lord, without feeling as if they have to have the answers, that without feeling like they have to do anything or add anything to it, Lord, that you are going to be all that they need and that they're able to just allow themselves to be open before you and to receive that healing, just as if they were coming to myself as a physician, Lord. You, the great physician, Lord, needs time to be able to work within their hearts. And we just ask that you allow your presence to be full within them. Allow them to experience the fullness of your grace and your mercy upon their life. We just give you all the praise and all the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
So great, Mom.
Yes. Awesome. And, you know, I think it's very important for us to say, today is the best day of my life because Jesus lives big in me.